All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is about to be the most exciting time of your day. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is your friend.
This meeting is being recorded.
CL King coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. I'm so delighted to be joined by one of our corporate sponsors. Are actually, she's a platinum sponsor of Impact Life 24/7, and she's got her own host of things that she is making happen throughout the world. Poet Katrina McCain is joining us, and we are here tonight to have a different type of discussion. It's kind of like an open mic Monday. Sorry for being late. We was trying to get our makeup right, y'all, tonight. But I want to tell you that when you talk about different topics, you know, relative to life, because that's what this show is about. It's about impacting life. One of the things that everyone has been impacted by over the past 16 months is the pandemic that reached all across the globe. And what employers and businesses had to do was they had to find some shifts in their approach. They had to pivot. They had to approach business differently. Many brick and mortar businesses, in fact, that relied on, let's say, people sitting in the cubicle and punching out data information. They couldn't have people there in mass being on top of one another. So they had to pivot and find a way to still keep the lights on, if you will, but also stay viable, stay relevant, stay employed. And so we today in our Impacting Life 24/7 staff group, I posed the question to them. I said, hey, listen, guys, I found this blog that's dealing with the benefits of working from home. And I've been researching this. Mike Black and I have been researching this and saying, hey, listen, do you think this is going to be the new normal? Do you think this is going to be the new way forward for businesses and organizations and companies who yielded some great results in this pivot? And so I said, well, let me ask if they want to come on the show with me. And of course, Katrina, poet Katrina McCain, was the brave one. So I'd like you to welcome Katrina with me tonight on Impacting Life 24/7. Welcome, Katrina.
Hello. Thanks for having me tonight.
Yes, it's a little different because I'm having you as a co-host. So that's even cooler. You know what I mean?
This is going to be exciting.
Yes, it is going to be exciting. The reason why, Katrina, because we both can relate to the topic that we're going to talk about tonight. And before we get into all of that, though, since this is a more lightly structured show, tell us what's been going on in your world, especially in particular with Because She Decided to Love. Give us an update on Because She Decided to Love. What you got going on? I also hear that you got some other works going on in the background. Let the folks know.
Yes. Because She Decided to Love is my poetry book that I released in November 2019. It has been doing phenomenal. It has been doing amazing. Because of that book, I've been open to other opportunities to show up, like, you know, kind of this kind of podcast, on other people's podcasts. Been invited to open mics, places to vend, to sell my books. So it's been a lot of fun. So since then, I kind of took a break for a little while from writing poetry altogether, maybe about 4 or 5 months. Dove right back in. I am working on book number 2 that will be out this year.
Yes.
This year.
Yes.
So I am super excited about that. I also have a Cross Market Monday that I do on the 4th Monday of each month. Mm-hmm. And it's just to bring people in that has anything going on. It doesn't have to be a writer, poet, or anything that you have going on. And you would like to market your stuff across my market. The people that kind of follow me and watch what I got going on, you are more than welcome. So hit me up. DM me if you would like to be one of my guests.
Well, you know, I've asked to be on that Cross Market thing that she's got going on, Greg, but evidently I don't qualify. So maybe one day I'll get on the Cross Market.
He's a little too busy. He's just like this much too busy.
Who is too busy?
Me? No, oh, you well, too.
We keep the grind moving. That's for sure.
That's grinding right. Wheel, the that's grinding right. Wheel. We have to. Yeah. We have to.
Well, Poet Katrina McCain, how people can reach you is poetkatrinamccain.com. And that's your primary place, but they can also find you on Instagram. Yep. They can find you on Facebook. Are you on LinkedIn too? You like me. My LinkedIn account is about expired 40 years ago.
Right. And I am also on Twitter. I don't advise you to find me on Twitter because I'm not up there very often.
Right.
But Facebook and Instagram is where I am. You can also email me, Poet Katrina McCain at Outlook, Poet Katrina McCain at Gmail. And I do respond.
Yes, she
I
does.
Absolutely respond.
And I, you know, again, having one of your sponsors on your show is really an honor. Katrina is a platinum sponsor, and the platinum sponsors on this show, in addition to all of what they help us do, we provide a commercial for them on our show for the life of their sponsorship, and they also help us with our youth advocacy programs. And Katrina, I really, really, on behalf of Greg and the rest of the team, I really appreciate you being a platinum sponsor, and we thank you for all you're helping us do. One of the things that I would say, ladies and gentlemen, is work is a reality. Okay. Now, I try to encourage people, because both Katrina and I are entrepreneurs. Katrina, we got three. Some people said a side hustle. Man, we got a left hustle, a right hustle, right?
A bottom hustle, a back hustle. Around the alley hustle.
We take it. We just go hustle to whichever one of them come in. Whichever one come in, we getting on it, baby.
We gonna do it. It don't even matter.
So don't be asking me about my side hustle. I got my hands all over the place, you know?
Absolutely.
And, you know, Greg, thank you so much, Greg. Greg Smith, you guys know I invited Greg on. Of course, he is not an out front guy. I would let Greg run the show, but he runs it from the background. And so, Greg, thank you for saying hello. Thank you for putting Katrina's website in there. And Greg said at one point, because he's a forensics guy, he said at one point it was only him and the chief of police in the building during the pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah, there was nobody else in the building. And so what we're kind of, that's a great segue, Greg. And see, if you had been live, we could have just had you say it. What we're talking about tonight is the capacity and the benefits, or the pluses and deltas for all you scientific folks, of working from home. Now, we have seen, like I said, the global pandemic reach far and wide. I don't think anybody, any business was immune from it. Maybe Chick-fil-A. I don't know. Because
really?
Can we parenthetically assert Chick-fil-A? They just kept on getting it, didn't they?
They kept going and going and going.
They said, oh, we can't have people in the restaurant? Okay, good. I went to Chick-fil-A and the cars was wrapped around the building 14 times.
14 times.
So, you know, there's some people that were able to pivot and keep moving, but there were others, Katrina, that they have a very robust presence of staffing in their building. Mm-hmm. And just so people know, you are dual employed. You're employed as a poet, but you're also employed as an accountant.
Yes.
And so you get the opportunity and have had the opportunity to work from home.
Yes, I've been working from home since March of last year.
Wow, March of last year.
Yes, March of last year.
So that, and typically you work in an office or work for a company or something?
Yes, okay. Working in an office for a nonprofit here in Greensboro. Well, it's a lot of areas now, Charlotte, Wilmington, Winston-Salem, you know, it's kind of, the company is really growing. But yeah, we were definitely in the office. Everybody kind of showed up every day, whatever work hours they chose. I won't say my work hours because I don't want anybody to think I'm a slacker. We showed up doing our regular work hours.
Right.
And we got it done.
Well, you know, and the reality is that there are a myriad of pluses of having the team on deck. Okay. There's a myriad of pluses. But Mike and I, Mike Black, our other co-host, I guess, Katrina, we just have hired you officially as a co-host of Impacting Life 24/7. So let it be written. So let it be done.
There we go. I'm adding on to my list of titles.
You know what I mean? She just can't. You can't. If you sneak on this show, we might make you something. But we've talked about the models, and Danny and I, you know, Danny's a statistics guy, and Danny's one of our team members too. We've talked about the models of employment, just like we've talked about the models of education. Because mm-hmm. some people have said, Katrina, that even the model of education may need to shift, right?
I agree.
Now, let me just insert this. What I saw in the virtual world, you know, thank God for the teachers and the principals that had to shift. But I saw that wasn't necessarily a broad brush approach, because some kids just don't learn virtually.
No, they do not. My son is an educator, and some kids do not learn virtual, and some do not have the desire to learn virtual.
Right.
So it was definitely putting a lot of stress on the teachers and, you know, the administrative staff. And, you know, you constantly heard about the teachers aren't doing this. Now, I can't speak for every teacher. I can speak for the teacher that I saw that was doing it every single day.
Right.
You know, he cared. I saw him going around to houses, knocking on doors. Hey, I haven't seen you locked on in, you know, a couple of days, whatever. What's going on with you? But yeah, it was very hard for the teachers that were, especially the ones that care and form bonds with the students. And then they see their students not absolutely doing anything. Like, what do? You can't make them log on. You can just keep right on encouraging them to log on. You can call their parent. Their parent think they're logging on. The parents are doing, you know, trying to work or do whatever they can do. Nobody's, and they're high school kids, you know, nobody's standing on top and watching, you know, holding their hand, watching what they do all day long.
Right.
So it was, the virtual world of education was different.
Right.
That's the word. It was very different.
It was different. And, you know, I felt for the students, you know, as you guys may know, on Impact Life 24/7, I am a professional speaker, speak all over the globe and throughout the galaxy. Well, I just gave a keynote speech at my son's graduation at the high school. And you could see almost the look of, man, we're glad that season is over on the looks of the kids' faces. You know what I'm saying? That 2021 graduating class will go down in history, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
So here we are, Katrina. This is what I love about doing kind of an open mic, kind of an open format, because we could just talk. You know, sometimes Katrina, as you know, we bring guests from all around the world here. So I got to be on my A game. Not that I'm not on my A game now, but it's just with somebody that you know. You know what I mean? That can fuel you and feed off of you. So we found a website, flexjobs.com, and this is where we found this blog that was written by Emily Courtney. And the title of her blog is "The Benefits of Working from Home: Why the Pandemic Isn't the Only Reason to Work Remotely." And when I saw that, I put it in our staff group chat that Katrina is a part of. And I said, man, what do you guys think about this? And Katrina gave me some insights and responses back that I wasn't even thinking. I was just thinking about all the pluses, but she gave me some other things to think about that could be some adversity. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through these 10 items tonight. We drew a straw. And so I think Katrina goes first, right? Katrina's first?
Yes, he keeps forgetting the order. I'm first.
So Katrina goes first tonight. And we're going to just read what each element is. And then we're going to kind of give some thoughts. We love for you guys to weigh in the comments on our live stream. And of course, if you guys want to send in comments that are listening to our podcast, Impacting Life 24/7, you are more than welcome to do that. Just go to clkingspeaker.com and we will love to have your comments. We'll include them as a part of the show. So again, Katrina goes first. What's the first one?
Yay. The first one is better work life balance. Many remote jobs also come with flexible schedules, which means that workers can start and end their day as they choose, as long as their work is complete and leads to strong outcomes. This control over your work schedule can be invaluable when it comes to attending to the needs of your personal life. Whether it's dropping kids off at school, running errands, attending an online fitness class in the morning, or being home for contractors, et cetera, are easier to balance when you work from home.
Yeah, are easier to balance when you work from home. So many, many remote jobs also come with flexible schedules. So not only working remotely, but having a flexible schedule. And you can integrate some things that you would have to be out of work for. You can integrate those into your work-life experience. What do you think the benefits? Do you think there's some benefits to that, Katrina?
Absolutely. So for an example, if you did have a repairman coming over, you didn't have to use vacation time. to sit at home and wait in between your hour of 1 to 4, because that's all. Right.
The cable people is notorious for that.
Yes. 1 to 4. We need you to sit home from 1 to 4. So you can, you know, be sitting at home working as well as waiting on whatever needs to be done.
Right.
And as far as dropping the kids off at school, you know, you wouldn't have to, you know, figure out daycare, you know, for drop offs in the morning or pickups in the evening. You know, that would be a great schedule to have if you were able to work from home.
Yeah, you know, and here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking when you talk about the brick and mortar, because, you know, I'm a former Marine, so Marines are extremely demanding. When you talk about the brick and mortar approach to having a room full of folks, you know, the idea is that we're paying you for a straight 8 with your break and your lunch, right? That's the thought process is we're paying you for a straight 8. We're not paying you to go to the vending machine. We're not paying you for any other things. So we're paying you for a straight 8.
Right.
But when you look at the psychology of having, you know, the capacity to reduce the stress, because some people, you know, their employer is like, don't you dare submit me a leave slip. You know, don't you dare. Really? You know what I'm saying? Some employers make it almost like an act of Congress to get time off. Right.
Right.
And then let's say you got something back to back. Oh, my goodness. I had to get the refrigerator repaired. And now my daughter's got, you know, a cold. Oh, my goodness. You look like you're a habitual offender of taking leave. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So I do see the benefits of being able to integrate life events into your work productivity without losing productivity. Like you say. If here's the deal, like you said, if we got to wait on Time Warner Cable, or what is it called now? Spectrum, whatever they are. Mm-hmm. If we got to wait on Spectrum to tell us to go home from 1 to 4, then I'm probably going to put in leave at 12, right? Because I got to get off on time and commute. I'm not going to open up my computer again and think about your company, LLC, Incorporated Nonprofit. I ain't thinking about nothing about you, right?
Right.
but if I can integrate that life event, boy, this is good teaching. We should go on the road with this, girl.
Let's do it.
If I can integrate that life event with my work productivity, it's a win-win. You agree?
Absolutely. I agree.
All right. Well, you know, anybody got any thoughts on that? Go ahead and put them in the comments. Of course, I'm joined with my newly minted co-host, Katrina, Poet Katrina McCain. You can find her at poetkatrinamccain.com. And of course, CL King speaker.com. I'm delaying doing the commercial at 8:45 because I can fit them in later on in the show, because Katrina will be back. Some guests, I got to hurry up and get all their information in. So the second point was there's less commute stress. That's on point number 2. The average one-way commuting time in the U.S. is 27.1 minutes. That's nearly an hour each day spent getting to and from work, and that really adds up. She goes on to say, according to the auto insurance centers, commuters spend about 100 hours commuting and 41 hours stuck in traffic each year. Some extreme commuters face much longer commute times of 90 minutes or more each way. But they said that there's more to this story than just the commuting piece. They said that folks that have to travel more than 30 minutes a day experience increased levels of stress and anxiety. And then they broke it down even further. Folks that travel 10 miles to work have experienced, based on the associated with health issues like this: higher cholesterol, elevated blood pressure and blood sugar, and increased risk of depression. So what are your thoughts, Katrina, and our folks out there? What are your thoughts on a benefit of working from home is reducing the commuting time?
I agree for those road ragers out there. Definitely not me, but those road ragers.
Right, right.
You don't have to worry about trying to run somebody off the road to and from work every day. But I definitely see that benefit. You know, people that live in larger cities than you and I live in have those crazy commutes every day. And I could see it, man, just even thinking about getting out of work at 5 o'clock, 5:30, even 6 o'clock, and having to deal with traffic all the way. You know, if it wasn't in traffic out there, you'd probably be home in 30 minutes with traffic, hour and a half. So I can definitely see that adding to your stress level. So yeah, working from home definitely eliminates that. for those road ragers out there, but for the calm people that know how to drive and, you know, you know, relax, relate, release.
Yeah, I don't consider myself a road rage, but maybe I'm just a road rage thinker. From time to time, I do maybe have a passing thought that says, that was awful strange. Lord bless them. but here's where we see that when you can get statistical data that says, hey, listen, yeah, we've associated these peripheral health issues with long times on the road. I'm like, wow. Now here's the deal. Let's just put this in here out the front. Why does a person go into business?
To make money.
They go into business to make money.
Right. Absolutely.
And I've heard some straightforward folks say that, you know, they're not in business for your social and emotional well-being. They're in business to make money. Yeah. And so they're like, well, hey, look, if I can't help, when I hired you, you lived 15 minutes away. I can't help that you moved an hour and 15 minutes to buy your first house. That's not my fault.
My problem. You still need to be here at 8 o'clock on the dot.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Traffic's backed up. It looks like you're going to have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So there could be some deltas, you know, relative to how an employer looks at that. Like, okay, yeah, well, that's fine. But it's not our job. Our job is to pay you at work. Our job is not to pay you for how you get to work.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there's a thought there. Your turn. Yeah. You're the next one.
My turn.
Number three
is location independence. One of the considerable benefits of working from home is having access to a broader range of job opportunities that aren't limited by geographical locations. This can be especially helpful for job seekers living in rural communities and small towns where there may not be many available local positions. Mm-hmm. So it kind of goes on to talk about military families is in here somewhere. People who have moved frequently, such as military spouses, can also benefit from having a remote job that can be done from anywhere without having to start over at the bottom of a new company.
Ooh.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, they said remote work is a great way to avoid high rent and high mortgage areas and all that. Man, you talked, that's a great point, Katrina. We're talking about tonight on Impacting Life 24/7, those of you listening to our podcast, which can be heard in 33 states, 20 countries, and 20 different outlets around the world. We're talking about the benefits of remote working, and we would like pluses and deltas. She just brought up about if you're a military, let's say you're a military spouse, right? And you got in with the company, and all of a sudden your spouse gets orders. Well, that means you've got to go to a brand new city, maybe start off at, like you said, at the bottom of the totem pole for the coffee mess or the coffee pool at the new company.
In the mail room.
Yeah, that's right. So there are, I never even seen it that way. That, man, let's say that company could still get, man, that's a plus in my opinion.
Yeah.
That company wouldn't have to train a new person. They could still keep the same loyal employee and they could still keep getting beneficial work from them.
Absolutely. And I think that's a plus as well in my job with me traveling. Not a whole lot, but when I do travel, I'm able to work not literally at my home. And they don't have to have somebody coming in covering me while I'm out for the week or two or however long I decide to be out. I can literally do my own job based around whatever it is that, well, whatever else I have going on.
Right.
So that is definitely a plus. You know, you don't have to have a temp coming in or you don't have to work somebody else on the team extra hard to get something done. Definitely a plus with that remote access there.
Yeah. Greg says he goes in at 08. So, but Greg has a kind of a commute too. I think his commute's about, what's your commute, Greg? 30, 35 minutes. So the next point is point number four, improved inclusivity. So one of the elements that this you can find this at flexjobs.com, and we're looking at a blog that was created by Emily Courtney, and it's talking about the benefits of working from home, why the pandemic isn't the only reason to work remotely. I'm joined tonight by our we've just input, we've put her in our adjunct, our adjunct co-host, poet Katrina McCain. I've been waiting to say that word too. Once I finally figured out what it meant, we're talking about, all right, let's look at the pluses and deltas and let's discuss these tonight and get your inputs on this. Point number four is improved inclusivity. What they say is remote work enables companies to embrace diversity and inclusion by hiring people from different socioeconomic, geographic, and cultural backgrounds and with different perspectives, which can be challenging to accomplish when recruiting is restricted to a specific area. So in other words, if your recruiting pool is only, you know, within the geographical location, then yes, you may not have, especially if the geographical location is high in one particular population or the other. You know what I mean? You could just paint that brush with whatever, you know, the dominant domain is in that area. You could paint that all day long. But if a company is saying, listen, we want to have diversity, we want to have inclusion, then this, if you allow people to work from home from your company, then that means you could go to Harlem, you could recruit in, you know, Arkansas, you could recruit in Crenshaw, California, you could recruit everywhere and have a diverse pool of people. What's your thoughts, Katrina?
And a diverse pool of people on any team is always a plus. Can you imagine being on a team where everybody thought the exact same besides you? I mean, of course, you was the eyeball on the team. You're like, oh my God, what is wrong with you people? But if you thought like everybody else thought on the team, you're like, oh, we get along great.
Yeah.
But imagine the team would never grow if everybody thought the same. You have to have somebody on a team that would challenge you or bring different ideas or a different perspective, you know, not want to come in and challenge you if you're the supervisor, of course not, but definitely bring new ideas, fresh ideas, new perspective, a different way of looking at things, you know, and you can't always get that if you were in like a very small town where there's 300.
Yeah, right.
You know, everybody think the same.
Little town USA, population 25. Yeah, right.
Right. We all work on the farm.
You know what I'm saying? I went to the Wright Brothers Museum this past week. Many of you may have saw my travels who stalked my every move. But I was up there in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. I was way up there by the island somewhere. And the Wright Brothers Museum, which is a phenomenal place to visit, they said when the Wright Brothers came there, I think the town had like 600 people in it. So that was like, okay, we can't get a lot of diversity there. And you're right, Katrina, and we can parenthetically insert this, that I think diversity is good for any organization or any operation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like look at our small staff, the team of people that work together with us to put out Impacting Life 24/7. We've got age diversity, we've got gender diversity, we've got political diversity, we got it all. And that's what I'm trying to, at least in my message to the world, is, man, we don't all have to think the same.
Right.
You know what I mean? We don't even always have to have the same ideology to still, watch this, work together.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Always do it a respectfully way, disagreeing with someone.
That's right.
Always, always.
And like I tell Danny, I'm always right. So that's easy for him. Anyway, next
one. Danny.
You know, Danny just lets me be in the conversation with him. As smart as that brother is, I can't, I can't hold a candle to him. Anyway, point number five.
Point number five, money savings. People who work from home half-time can save around $4,000 per year. Gas, car maintenance, transportation, parking fees, a professional wardrobe, lunches brought out, and many more can be reduced or eliminated from your spending entirely. These savings add up and put more money back into your pocket.
Mm.
And the savings aren't just for employees either.
Mm-hmm.
As more and more companies allow employees to continue to work from home post-pandemic, like Twitter, Square, Shopify, and Facebook, to name just a few, they also see significant long-term cost savings.
Mm. See? Yeah. And so some of those analytics are where they're saving money is overhead, real estate costs, transit subsidies, continuity of operation. Oh my goodness, man. I never thought about that. And so one of the things that you talked about was wardrobe. Well, one thing that Greg says he's still the gunny. He ain't no gunny. He the retired gunny. One of the things that I thought about is, how sometimes, all the time, almost every day, when you don't pack your lunch, guess what you got to do? You got to go downstairs to the eatery, or you got to swing out to Burger King or McDonald's, right? If you don't pack your lunch, and you're not disciplined like some of them folks are.
Yeah.
And you don't realize, man, by the end of the week, if you do that two or three times a week, by the end of the pay period, you done spent $75 on lunches. You know, and if you do that, if you do that a couple times a day, and people just do it. You know, people just do it. Well, I got to eat, so I'll just go down to the eatery, or I got to eat, so I'll just swing out to Taco Bell. And so that's a cost savings. And then, of course, when we talk about $4,000 a year, car maintenance, oh my goodness, we don't capture it, because car maintenance. Yeah, I'm talking car maintenance relative to rotating your tires and changing your oils and your filters. That's one thing. But car maintenance in this category is talking about wear and tear and breakdown of your car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, by the way, now you got to get a new alternator because you didn't put 100,000 miles on your car in 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe that those savings that we don't necessarily see in front of our face every day are huge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
I wanted to say about the lunches. People tend to eat a little more healthier when they eat at home versus going out to get lunch. You can go to Taco Bell, you can go to McDonald's, you can go to all these horrible places to eat. Mm-hmm. But if you're at home, you know, you'll fix a turkey and cheese sandwich, or you'll do something a little bit more healthier for yourself.
Spinach and eggs today for CL.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep, spinach and scrambled eggs. And I make it look all gourmet and deluxe, put some garnishments on it. Made the missus her plate today, and we just threw down.
Nice.
Yeah, and so the reality is that when you think about the benefits, now those sound like benefits to the employee, but I'm telling you that I think on the reciprocating end of that, you might have a happier employee that yields more production. You agree?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All
right. Well, look, before we get going into the last few, I am going to give our sponsors a shout out, because guess what? One of our sponsors is here, and we surely don't want to forget them. Let's get it on, y'all. Impacting Life 24/7 is an event that can be experienced locally and around the world because of our platinum sponsors. Mr. Mike Black from New Bern, North Carolina. Mike helps men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a faith-filled life. He is a compassionate leader in his church and is a devoted husband and father. Another platinum sponsor, Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. He is the executive director of the PRF Institute. He is the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity and Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the PRF Institute is blessed to be the premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. Find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. Another platinum sponsor, poet Katrina McCain. She is the author of Because She Decided to Love. This is a collection of poetry and prose about love and its impact on every relationship. This raw and uncut poetry book addresses the themes of how we experience love through loss, hurt, pain, grief, and passion. Because She Decided to Love takes readers through a journey from the sweetest to the most bitter emotions that love evokes. Get your copy of her book today at poetkatrinamccain.com. Another platinum sponsor, Dr. Skip Mondragon, MD. He is a 26-year Army veteran, National Veterans Wrestling Champion, and a dynamic speaker. He is also the author of Wrestling Depression is Not for Wimps, Lessons Learned from an Amateur Wrestler's Fight to Triumph Over Depression. Contact Dr. Skip Mondragon II at WrestlingIsNotForWimps.com. Another platinum sponsor, the Underdog Ninja Foundation. This foundation was founded in 2020 by Javi and Jessica Madrigal. This husband and wife team have been battling and overcoming heart disease for over 18 years. Their personal story and experiences have led to follow the calling of empowering, educating, and supporting those fighting heart disease. Contact this amazing team at underdogninja.org. If you'd like to know more about Impacting Life 24/7 or to become a sponsor, all that you have to do is do something very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com. Oh, man, I love that commercial. Go to clkingspeaker.com. Now, listen, I'm just telling all my podcasters out there, this is what you don't do if you're doing a live podcast. You don't wear glasses unless you can peripherally put your ring light somewhere else, okay? I'm giving y'all a little teaching moment right here. Don't wear glasses, all right? So anyway. Even those are some cool glasses. All right, so let's get it. Thank you to all of our sponsors of Impacting Life 24/7. This is really the engine behind what we're doing, connecting and collaborating with people that are helping push this mission forward. And so Katrina dealt with money savings. I'm going to show point number six is positive environmental impact. 3.9 million employees who work from home if 3.9 million employees who worked from home at least half time before the pandemic reduced greenhouse gas emissions by the equivalent of taking more than 600,000 cars off the road. A whopping 7.8 billion vehicle miles aren't traveled each year for those who work at least part time from home. 3 million tons of greenhouse gases are avoided and oil savings reach 980 million. Wow. And more importantly, in addition to the savings in the environment, is I'm thinking about this. I don't have to call out of work because my broke down jalopy done put on so many miles on it. You know what I mean? That's probably causing all the environmental problems. Anyway, I ain't got no muffler on it. So it's an environmental hazard to begin with.
So you surely can't call out now. Like, nope. Go to your work area and log on.
And that is the truth. Like, I would love to do. I don't think she gets into this. I haven't read ahead. I'm just doing it all right here with you. I would love to find out how much we've seen people not call out of work. You know what I mean? That's a great savings to the company that they're paying you not to be there. And they're like, hey, man, you're showing up every day. So, yeah, the effects on the environment, I do believe, are something that we need to take note of. And I do believe that that's a benefit. Do you agree, Katrina?
I absolutely agree. And I think a little further down at this point, she mentions the same thing about air quality, and that they are basically saving 91 million trees. As long as I can talk.
Nine, 9.1 half a tree. Right. I get it. And our audience gets it too, Katrina.
Like, interpret for me.
Yeah. So what'd you say? 91 million trees?
91 million trees.
Saved?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they're talking about cutting out paper, and then air conditioners are not used. Heating is not used. Lighting is not used. And so remote workers are pretty much at home and they are saving the trees. You know, for all you green people, working from home is definitely working.
Wow.
It's definitely working. You guys can smile.
So did you just do that one or did I do that? Was I out or
you okay? Just did
okay,
that
so you're one. You got to do number 7, Katrina. Point number 7 of this blog.
Yes. Impact on sustainability.
All right.
Remote workers, you hear me saying workers, uh-huh. Remote work supports a variety of
sustainability initiatives.
Sustainability initiatives.
Right.
Economic growth and reduce inequality to sustain cities. I didn't read this one earlier.
Uh-huh.
Climate change and responsible consumption. One of the fastest, cheapest ways for employers and employees to reduce their carbon footprint and affect climate change is to reduce commuter travel. I think you mentioned this one a little earlier.
Right. Yeah. And that is true. In fact, it's saying that the world is already seeing markedly reduced pollution and congestion, man.
Yeah.
Because people get to work from home. Now, listen. Okay. So let's do another parenthetic insertment, Katrina, because yeah. I don't think that the thought process is, at least for me, I don't think that everybody's looking for a wholesale never go into the office environment that could be applied across all work environments.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I do believe that there, even if partial time is allowed to be able to work from home, it just said it right there, that the benefits to the not just to the economy, but the economy of our planet, man,
reducing
commuter travel, seeing a market reduce in pollution and congestion. Yeah. So, and you live in a big city, don't you?
Yes, I live in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Right. So congestion is a part of life.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I'm thinking about this. For those companies that were able to pivot and to successfully do it and to give their people an opportunity to continue to be employed and work from home, and they saw their productivity increase, why change?
Absolutely. Now, my job, some people literally have to be there working with the kids hands on.
Right.
But for all the administrative staff, I do believe that they're going to end up where we all have the option to work from home if we choose to, or they're going to have shared offices where nobody has their designated office. Like, you can come to the office if you choose to, but it's not going to be your office. And I think and they've talked about overhead in the meetings that I've been in. It's just going to save money overall. Right. You know, save money overall. If for anybody that wants to work from home, you know, some people have distractions from younger kids. Like, for me, that's not a problem for me. I prefer to work from home.
Right.
So I do believe that's the direction that my company is beginning to move to. And not just my company, a lot of companies are beginning to move to that direction. And you hear all the time about a lot of companies on the news are not able to hire people right now as the pandemic is coming to an end. And I'm like, really? Why are you guys stressing for workers? Like, I'm thinking everybody's ready to go back to work, but that's not the case. You know, people still have younger kids that they're not able to put them in daycare. School is not open yet, you know?
Right.
So people are still struggling. That are not allowed to work from home, but
right. And you know, here's the deal. If you're a welder, guess what? You're going to have to be at work. All right. So,
yeah.
And I think everyone, yeah. I think the mature listeners in our audience can already conclude that not every career field is capable of having a work from home capacity at all. Right. You know, a wrench turner, or, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever, brick mason, those types of hands on positions have to be hands on. You know, the gas stations didn't close during the pandemic.
No.
Those people still had to continue to go to work.
Yeah.
We're not trying to say that we should magically wave a wand and now the brick mason can lay bricks for home.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
hey, here's my bricks.
There you go. There you go. Dog, I got them uploaded. I sent them to you in email. What you talking about? You know,
you like them?
That's what I'm saying. Come on. Let's our audience is a very mature audience. So you guys understand that. We're talking about, when you talk about the workforce as a whole, we're talking about these segments in the workforce that have found that most of our job is done digitally or virtually. So we saw a huge benefit of having our people at home while still keeping them employed and us still continuing to meet our benchmarks as a company.
Yeah.
Right. So I think everybody understands that, but I just want to put that out there just in case someone says, well, I can't work from home because I drive trucks. Well, that's a career choice. You know what I mean? And that's not a slap at you, but I'm just saying that's a different career. So if that's your career, then that's one thing. But we looked at Google. Aren't they bringing, who's coming to your area, neck of the woods? Apple, right? Apple's coming to Raleigh, that area. And they're going to have that. I know they're going to have that as their model, you know, that their people can telework. So that's just, but that's the career path that those folks chose. All right. So it's my turn, right? What number are we on?
It is your turn. I think
number eight.
Number eight, yes.
Yeah, this point, and again, those of you listening to Impact Life 24/7 on our podcast or watching us live, I've got with me our adjunct co-host for the night, Paul Katrina McCain. You can find her at paulkatrinamccain.com. But we're talking about flex jobs and why this lady wrote this article about why working from home positions will benefit and continue after the pandemic. So point number eight, she said, is a customizable office. So what she says is being able to create a comfortable work from home office is an excellent benefit of remote work. Whether you simply want a more ergonomic chair or you have health issues that require specialized office equipment, you can set up your home office to make it whatever you want. Now, so let me ask someone who works from home, because I saw some a dear friend of ours in Texas give an explanation for this because she works from home. Mm-hmm. Where is your place of work in your home, Katrina?
I have two. My first one is my kitchen table, where I have everything exactly the way that I want it. So I can just go up there, plug in, and, you know, be done. My second one is obviously in the spot that I am now that has poor lighting. My plug is over there.
Yeah.
I'm here. So you know the disaster that I went through, CL, to get this started. That's
it was a marvel that you got on the show, folks.
Right, seriously. But this one probably is my most comfortable one because I'm back here in my bedroom. You know, my TV is over there. You know, my radio is over there. So I could put, like, noise on in the background to work, you know, kind of when I'm up, you know, in the living room at the kitchen table where I have everything spaced, you know, it's a little bit more professional. Like, that's kind of where I tend to have my meetings at, you know, mm-hmm. So I could be, you know, up, sitting up top, you know, paying attention.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Looking like I'm really into this meeting that we're having. Like, oh, what did y'all just talk about five minutes ago? How much longer we got on this meeting?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of funny videos over the past year of people not realizing that they were on Zoom, or they forgot and they were on screen, and it was the embarrassment, huh? Well,
oh yeah.
But see, and here's one thing that I picked up from the lady in Texas who said that someone asked her. They said, "Well, you work from home. What does your home office look like?" And she had a designated. Obviously, if you got this capacity to do this, she had a designated room that was exclusively for her office. Yeah. And so I have felt that, and I've talked to my family about that, that for me, here's where I had to be mindful. If I'm working from home and I'm working downstairs in the living room, then I like the living room clean. I don't want shoes everywhere. I want the dishes put away, right? Because that's just, that will lower my anxiety.
Right.
And so I started saying, hey, y'all need to keep this place clean. I got to work down here. But then I realized that this is their home. So I needed to find a more specialized place that I was that was going to be work, right? Yeah. Now, I do like what you said, that from time to time, I'll flex and just go back down in the living room, because last time I checked, I did pay for this house. But I go down there and sit on the couch. I like the capacity that working from home gives you to be able to work in other places and, you know, have, like you say, the TV on or whatever. And I find that once I get in the groove, I'm the hammer's down.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it doesn't really matter where you're sitting. As long as you get in that zone, you can get it done.
Right. And so I think there's two sides to that equation. You know, and I'd be interested. Mike, I know, works from home. Do you, Mike, work from the same place every day when you go into to your telework position? Because I have tried to narrow mine down so that it's not all over the house. Because, you know, when people come downstairs and I'm working and I need it quiet, or, you know, I'm working on something and they ready to do their thing, I've tried to narrow it down so it's not all over the place. But I'd be interested to know if any other teleworkers out there who work from home have a specialized place or a specialized couple of places that is where you're going to do business. And I think that's good. I think that's a good capacity to have. Set it up so that you know, here's what they were saying in point number eight, a comfortable home office, a comfortable place. And so Mike says he switches it up. So, you know, there's that capacity to do that. All right. Point number nine, Katrina.
Increase productivity and performance.
Okay.
Working from home usually leads to fewer interruptions, less office politics, a quieter noise level, and less or more efficient meetings. Yes. Well, I'm not going to agree with that part.
I think our meetings have lost their efficiency. Would you say, Katrina?
Seriously, yes. Add in the lack of commute, or remote workers typically have more time and fewer distractions, which leads to increased productivity, a huge benefit of working from home for both employees and employers alike. When done right, remote work allows employees and companies to focus on what really matters, performance.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the office environment can create false positives.
Go ahead.
Lead to bias or favoritism. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
After all, coming in early or leaving late may look like more work, but actually, performance is a much better indicator of productivity.
Ooh.
I would agree 110%.
Yes, 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 yes.
I would agree.
You know, you can have somebody that shows up before the boss and leaves after the boss, but they may not have hit a lick on work all day.
Nothing.
And I must confess, in my 30 years in the workforce, I've seen a few of those.
Me too. I've seen just a few, not many. Just a few.
Right, right.
I'm just sweating bullets. Like, I know you got here before me, but what have you done all day? Can you come help me?
You know what I'm saying? And why you want to be here before everybody anyway?
Seriously.
I never see that, man. And you know, that's the thing, is that when you talk about productivity and performance, I asked you, Katrina.
Yes.
Why do people go into business? See, so we came back, right, to that person that says, I'm just about the bottom line. I'm just looking at the bottom number. I'm just looking at my chart. Am I going up, right?
Yeah.
So we get back to that capacity for us to feed that in an employer that says, hey, listen, boss, if you look at what I've done, I can crank out the report 10 times faster. I can do 5 times more reports. I can, you know what I'm saying? So when we say productivity and performance, here's what I say. Activity is not accomplishment.
No.
The two A's, ladies and gentlemen, get your A in check. Get your A in jet. Boy, that's good. Because you can be active and not accomplishing a blessed thing.
Not nothing. Look, not nothing.
Somebody should put that in the comments, in the chat. Get your A in order. But we're talking about activity versus accomplishment. And, you know, if you could put up some drones or some cameras or whatever that nobody knew about, and you could catalog all the wasted time.
Yes.
That's in the office. Tell me, is it not true, Katrina?
That is so true. Because I told you earlier how three of us in the office kind of met in the coffee room break room, whatever you want to call it. And we talked about what happened last night. We talked about what we cooked for dinner. We talked about what we were planning to do that evening. We kind of talked about what we were going to do that day. We talked about how delicious the coffee was. Was the creamer good? I mean, we talked about everything. And I guarantee you, we wasted 30 to 45 minutes every single morning.
Yep.
And then we kind of start their routine up when, you know, everybody was leaving. I was, hey, I'm gone. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, well, you drive safe. I'll see you. What time you getting in the morning, you know? We did that every single day. So we waste a lot of time catching up with each other. You know?
The water cooler talks, you know what I mean? And then, you know, all of that. Then you go to the bathroom. Yes. Whether you see somebody, you know, in the hallway. Oh, what's up, man? You know, and it really, if we could catalog, Greg says, get your A in order. I love it. Greg, we might do a training on that, brother. We might do a training. That's a provocative statement. When you think about all the lost time that is just peripheral, that's window dressing, that's wasted. You know what I mean? Like they're not paying you to walk in the door and go wash out your coffee cup.
No.
On their time. They ain't paying you to do that on their time. They ain't paying you to go to the coffee mess and get the filter. And I've done it, y'all. I make the coffee and get everything cleaned up and get everything right, get your coffee filled. By the time you get back to your desk, it's 40 minutes past from where you started. And see, here's the deal. Some employers may not complain because you're there. They see you in activity, but you ain't accomplishing
absolutely nothing.
Boy, absolutely boy, I felt the Holy Ghost on that one. All right, go ahead. What you got? Point number 10, Katrina, hit it.
10 is your point.
Oh, really? Okay, what are we on, 9? Or we already
did? No, I did 9.
Okay, so I'm number 10. I'm sorry.
I don't mind doing 10.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you do 10 too, Katrina. All right. Take
mine. Happier, healthier work life.
Go ahead.
Remote, flexible workers tend to be happier and are more loyal employees in part because working from home has shown to lower stress, provide more time for habits and interests, and improve personal relationships, among other things. Mm. In addition to personal health and well-being, co-worker and manager relationships can be more positive without the distractions and politics that come along with an in-office job. Mm. A reported 72% of employers say remote work has a high impact on employees' retention. Plainly put, employees are sticking with their employers when they have remote work options pretty much available.
Oh my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Working from home can also lead to better health in a variety of ways. The ability, more time for physical activity, the ability to eat healthier, can recover from illnesses or surgery at home, less exposure to illness, ease of caring for a disability. Listen, man, let me just tell you this. Okay, I talked about careers. My son, I was going to get something healthy from Food Lion tonight. My son said, pick me up some Bojangles, Dad. If you ain't from North Carolina, you ain't never had no Bojangles, right? That's the chicken joint here in North Carolina, right? You like you some Bojangles, Katrina?
With some sweet tea.
With some sweet tea from the South. Yes. I told my wife the other day or yesterday, I said, hey, bring me one of those pops. We got these low-carb sodas, and up north we call them pops. And I haven't said pop in 25 years. And she said, what's wrong with you? I said, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I had Cleveland, Ohio on the brain. But anyway, I went to Bojangles today to get Chris's unhealthy food. And the lady, she was giving me my food. I said, hey, smile. She's like, I don't feel well. I got a cold. And then she handed me my stuff. And I'm just like,
oh,
ew.
Really?
But let's look back.
Right.
If she was in a different environment, a different career path, if she was not feeling well or under the weather, she could very easily stay home and work from home. Right. Just absolutely. I got the sniffles or whatever. I don't want to come and make everybody else sick in the office, but I can still be productive at my desk.
Absolutely.
Right. And I'll just be transparent with y'all. There's many times back in the days when I felt like duty called and they was not going to get the plane off the ground unless I was there. I'd go into work sick. I'd go, you know, or if I didn't have leave, I couldn't take off. Right. I'd go into work sick. But when you can have an employee that knows that those won't be roadblocks. Yeah. I guarantee you their scope of work and appreciation for the company, their longevity, it already said it, is greatly increased with those with those capabilities there.
Yeah, by 72%. I agree.
72% of folks because of a happier and healthier work life. Now let me just tell this and I'm gonna close. He said, Greg says, mail me my ticket box. Yeah, girl, you go keep that chicken right there. It wasn't for me, so I was good. I hope Chris prayed over it.
Chris, I hope you okay, sweetheart.
Well, he going in the Army. He Army strong. He tough now.
Yeah. Oh, he has an Army gut. He'll be okay, right?
Good. He good. But here's the deal. Health, a culture. We're talking about workplace culture when you get to the bottom line of this. If this can build a workplace culture where people are productive and they're happy, I'm not going to be that boss anymore that's standing up on top of the lectern saying, I don't care. I'm not paying you to be happy. I'm paying you to produce. Right.
Right.
If I can get productivity and happiness and healthiness, like your health increases and you ain't calling out of work all the time. Right. I know in one segment of telework folks that their leave, in other words, people calling out of work, dramatically declined.
Yeah.
Because they were able to work from home. So I think we've done a good job dissecting this, Katrina. And I really do appreciate that you took time out of your schedule to come on the show with us and spend some time with us, because I couldn't get you on the show any other time. I've been trying to get you back home, talk about poor Katrina McCain. So I just said, I'll bring you on the show and promote you on the side as you are our fill-in resident guest host tonight.
Yeah, I'm coming back. I mean, hey, I'm busy. What can I say?
When you launch that new book, we'll definitely have you back on. We'll have a book.
Absolutely.
We'll have a book launching. We'll have a book launching show. And I really do appreciate all that you have done for us. Katrina, I would just ask, do you have any closing thoughts relative to, you know, maybe speaking to an employer and employees about this work-life balance? Because you did say one thing that is true. You got to be mindful that if you are working from home, you don't want to overdo it and find yourself burning yourself out, right?
Yeah, and that's me. I am one of those people that burn myself out with work and the demands of my book, the marketing, all aspects of the marketing. So I go all the time. And I find myself being burned out way too quick, way too often. So I would just say for somebody like me, like, you know, chill out. Work will get done when it gets done. Your promotions will get done on whatever project you're working on. And for the employers, like, yeah, really keep in mind how the pandemic really shift things, and pay attention to like the bottom line of what happened when things shift. You don't have to always go back to the way things were, because it was the way it was. It may not be the right way now. 2020 taught us a lot of things. So let's just adapt. Let's just adapt and go with it.
Right.
Go flow.
I tell you what, if I can, you know, all of my team on Impact Life 24/7 remotely works. I just can't ever get up with none of them at 2 o'clock in the morning when I need to ask a question. Because I keep some crazy hours. But you're exactly right, man. I agree with you that sometimes, let's just put this point in for our business hustlers. Sometimes it's okay to unplug, because you said it'll be there when you get back. Right, Katrina?
Absolutely. I have to do that every now and then. When I find myself to the point where I am so burned out and so exhausted, I will take a whole weekend off, and I'm like, I'm not getting on social media.
Right.
I'm not responding to a message. The only thing I will do is respond to text. And I do that not very often, but I will do that maybe once every 3 months or so. I mean, you have to relax and step away from things.
Right. It's good. So, you know, if you're an employer and you've got the capacity to let your people work part-time, full-time from home, that's a very, very powerful benefit. We did say that we do miss the fellowship of our coworkers. So that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be a full-time thing, but I'm telling you, when you can make that as an option, if you have the luxury to make that an option, I think you should. So ladies and gentlemen, we had poor Katrina McCain with us tonight. We were talking about the benefits of working from home. I think we did an exhaustive job of going through it. And Katrina, you did a great job. Thank you for joining me. I gave her just a very short notice to join us live. And that's kind of the way I do things around here. I just want to see if I can get some impromptu action from folks.
Yeah.
And Katrina, you did a great job. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay.
It was a lot of fun, CEO. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you next time. Okay.
See ya.
Have a good night. So ladies and gentlemen, that's it for me. Impacting Life 24/7. I think that was you're right, Greg. Great. Grandma's meatloaf. Let's change it up. See, and remember that just because we had a model, everything has a season, man. Just because we had a model, we can adapt the model and scale it to leverage it to get its most maximum capacity. You know, if I can have a team that can do twice as much, if me as the owner, and I'm looking at the bottom line, and I can get a team that can do twice as much, and I can let them work in a happy environment, and let them work in a remote environment, go ahead, man. Knock it out. It doesn't always have to be about command and control or watching people's every move. And sometimes that's the model. It's like, okay, if I can't see my employees, then they must not be working. And if you're not hiring two-year-olds, then you've hired adults. And so unless someone does something to prove that they're not worthy to fulfill that position, continue to look at productivity. And on the back end, that employee is going to be happier. They're going to be healthier. The environment's going to be cleaner. There's so many other benefits to that. Yeah, change it up, man. Look at other options. So be back here tomorrow night, Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. And we are going to continue to drop the hammer down on issues of impact that impact people's lives. And so we're very, very thankful. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Katrina. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Danny. Thank you to all of our podcast listeners who will listen to this at all varying time zones around the world. And if you would like to become a sponsor or connect with us, it's real simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much.